Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. The Car Arms Platinum Microphone is lit up and ready to rock and roll. Let me move over here, get a little bit more comfortable here in the studio. Here we go. And all of this being presented to you by X Insurance. If I have time today, I'm going to cover some of that. I know I've been teasing that all week long, but I have my policy in my hands right here. That is my actual X Insurance policy. And I'm really looking forward to explaining to you how this all works and what it means for you, because I want you and your family to have the best of the best. I don't want you to be sold a bill of goods, and I don't want you to pay good hard-earned money for stuff that you think you have that you don't. And this solves that problem. This solves that problem. X Insurance does. For information, xinsurance.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page, go down to concealed carry firearm, click it, and then follow the instructions. It's and you'll learn an awful lot when you talk to one of the actual agents who is going to talk to you about an actual real insurance policy, which is going to really cover you in the event you need it and can't be walked away from an AM best rated company. It's powerful stuff, and I'm looking forward to it. Can't promise I'm going to get to it today, but I'll try. So some of you are asking some questions. If you were watching the Facebook live stream of the show yesterday, you heard me on the raw feed in the breaks talking about Shonto. Shonto is not running my boards right now. The great Greg Lindemood is. He's awesome. I love when he's running the boards for us down there. And Jim Bartow, by the way, they're splitting those duties up. Wonderful guys. Thanks for doing that. But Shonto has is being quarantined. His wife and daughter have been tested positive for COVID-19, so he is quarantining at home. Sean will be joining the program today in the next segment. He's going to be calling in, so those of you who were expressing concerns and well wishes will be hearing from Shonto. He has had a second negative test, so that's good, but we're going to talk with him about this today in the next segment. So, wow, a lot going on. There's an awful lot going on. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon will be here at the bottom of the hour to help us wrap up Friday. And then, of course, that puts us right in the crosshairs of the giant monster cast show on Sunday, which I promise you is going to be a huge one. To start this part of the show off, I've been getting a number of questions. You haven't mentioned, Mark, much about the ATF and what's going on over there with the Honey Badger pistol. Well, this is it's almost an insider baseball type story, but I want to bring it out to you, to a broader audience, and explain why. This is, while it sounds and seems, it's big in gun circle social media, which frankly is not real big outside of that world. In the conservative talk radio world, you're not hearing a whole lot about this, and you won't. That's why we're here to talk about it. And the only reason I'm really mentioning this is because of the broader effect of what's in play here. Now, you have probably never heard of the Q LLC, which is a manufacturer, firearms manufacturers, Honey Badger pistol. You've probably never heard of that. It's an AR-15 platform pistol, and it comes equipped with and supplied with a proprietary arm brace stock. Now, if you know anything about an AR-15 pistol, the barrel length and the entire length of the weapon is under the 16 inches. The barrel length is under the 16 inches, which if it were a rifle with a buttstock with anything less than that would be considered an SBR or a short barreled rifle, which of course falls under the purview of the ATF's NFA, National Firearms Act. And the ATF, of course, is the regulating body, if you will, that makes sure that everything is in compliance relative to the NFA, which regulates machine guns, sound suppressors, otherwise known by the media as silencers, that they simply fake you in movies, you know, with the that's not what they do. But nonetheless, I had to throw that dig in there. But the Honey Badger pistol is now in the crosshairs, to use the term again, of the ATF. I have myself a number of arm braces for about three AR pistols that I personally own, and I will never give them to the ATF ever. I don't care what they say, and I'll explain that in a minute. Just like I never gave them my bump stock, I will never do it. I didn't do it then. I'm never going to do it. I will never, ever, ever march down a product that I bought lawfully that some unelected bureaucrat who no one knows decides in a letter to classify what I own with no moving parts a machine gun because they don't like it, nor will I ever do it. And I'm telling you this now defiantly because it's true. I will never, ever, ever give up one of my arm braces either. I bought it legally. I own it. I have a right to own it. The pistol is legal. It is lawful. And I don't care what some unelected bureaucrat says. We'll go to court and figure that one out. And, you know, I hope if enough of us do this, this is how we win. The Q Honey Badger pistol is now considered, according to the ATF, a short-barreled rifle, according to an ATF letter. This is why I mentioned this to you. The broader spectrum. What's at play here? What's at play here is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, I refer to them as, a regulatory agency making law around Congress about firearms. And if the ATF could get away with what they did with the bump stock, which they got away with, and what they are apparently going to get away with here, but there's pushback now. There's nothing they can't say. The Democrats know that, and the Democrats will use the ATF. They will weaponize the ATF to come after anything they want. And what we're talking about, to use the phrase crosshairs again, would be semi-automatic pistols or rifles. There are Democrats out there who want to classify semi-automatic pistols and rifles as machine guns. And they could effectively do that because of the way they defined, under ATF regulatory wording, the bump stock, which is a simple piece of plastic with no moving parts, and they were able to classify it a machine gun. If a piece of plastic with no moving parts can be classified a machine gun, what do you think a semi-automatic can be classified as? Because it is a semi-automatic, which is actually a firearm. Because I don't need, you see, a bump stock to bump fire or rapid fire a semi-automatic rifle. I can do it with a rubber band. I can do it with my belt loop. I can do it with a finger, quite frankly. I don't need that device. And when the ATF and the Democrats look at that and say, well, wait a minute, it's not the bump stock that's actually making the weapon fire. The semi-automatic should be reclassified. Boom. Now it's under the NFA and another regulatory way work around Congress. And don't put one thing past these evil Democrats who hate your rights and hate your freedoms and side with rioters and looters and Marxist organizations nowadays. Communist, Marxist, socialist, masquerading, masquerading as former Democrats. I'll get that out. Honey Badger owners could face major fines. Listen to this. And criminal penalties. Keep in mind, estimated 700,000 people own this firearm. Bought it legally. Legally. If they don't take immediate action to disassemble their pistols after the BATFE ruled that the popular firearm manufactured by QLLC is actually a short-barreled rifle. But it wasn't the ATF. It was a person at the ATF. The ATF doesn't do anything. People within the ATF do. Q sent a notice to their customers stating that the ATF issued a cease and desist order to them that the company immediately halt production of the pistols. The notice lists the possible penalties against Honey Badger owners if they don't immediately disassemble their pistols and gives immediate steps to take in order to be compliant with the ATF's ruling, which I'm going to add now, out of thin air. Because, just because, they can. Politically motivated and driven before an election by former Obama bureaucrats that have infected that agency over this? You betcha. This isn't rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. Angry Mark can come out so easy. Q encourages possessors of the Honey Badger pistol, which I'm going to add now, who bought the weapon from us legally, which was manufactured legally. Here's what we're recommending, they say you do now, to take these proactive measures until a resolution is reached between Q and ATF. Number one, complete one of the following. Remove the barreled upper receiver from the lower receiver and dedicate it as a replacement for another AR-style pistol or registered short-barreled rifle. Or, if you do not possess another AR-style pistol or registered short-barreled rifle, remove the barreled upper receiver from the lower receiver and temporarily transfer it out of your possession by, for example, transferring it to the dominion and control of another individual. And once the previous step is completed, you may file an ATF Form 1 to register the lower receiver as a short-barreled rifle. Upon Form 1 approval, the firearm may be reassembled. Failure to complete option A or B could result in prosecution and is subject to a $10,000 fine and up to 10 years imprisonment. Because what you bought legally, somebody just decided to change the rules of the game and move the goalposts on you. And now I'm going to make you a criminal. And it was all done without an act of Congress. Representative Gaetz in Florida is not too pleased about that. And I can promise you is going to do something about it. Now I understand from inside information, because I know a few guys, that they're trying to put this to bed before the election and get it taken care of. Here's my advice to you if you own the gun. It's your gun. Keep it in your safe.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed, the GunBroker.com studios. This is what this be. If you're watching me on the Facebook live stream, you can see we've put a lot of work into the studio build out, and it looks awesome. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio if you want to watch the show live every day, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. If you are catching the show live on a radio station at another time anywhere around the country, well, you can't watch it on the Facebook stream live, but you can go to the Facebook page, Armed American Radio, like the page, and watch the show that you're listening to. You can actually do that. It's pretty cool. And tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of you have done that. And the Facebook page now bumping up close to 100,000, 100% organic. You're there because you love the show and you're a fan of the show. Never once have we paid for a like. Nothing fake about this. Freedom is real, man. Freedom is real. And that's just evidence of patriotic Americans, and it's growing like a weed. I have a special guest on the line with me today. I never get to do this, but Shanto Young, the producer and board op and all things network of Armed American Radio for the last almost 12 years, is down in Texas, and he's on the line. Sean, how are you?
I know you did not call me a board op. That's blasphemy.
I called you producer and board op. I called you everything, so it isn't that we lump it all together. Watch it. I got the mic now, buddy. So those of you who might be new to the program, Sean Young is the producer of Armed American Radio. He's been with me for now in our 12th year together. And Sean, I told the audience, I'm let them know now that the reason you are not on the boards is because your wife and daughter have tested positive for COVID-19. And as a abundance of caution and safety, you are pretty much quarantining at home and are not at work right now, but you've tested negative twice. One test was after I spoke with you earlier today. That test came back negative, right? So that's good news.
Yeah, I had a negative test yesterday, which was a fast track test. And then they wanted to make sure, because the doctor's like, well, you're coughing. I'm like, I've been coughing like I'm a smoker. And I cough. I've been coughing like this since I was 16. But he's like, well, we just want to make sure. So I guess an hour after I talked to you, about 30 minutes, after I talked to you, they called me and told me I was all the way negative and everything looks good. My wife and my stepdaughter are doing well. Matter of fact, they've rearranged our bedroom because they're staying in our bedroom suite. I'm staying in the office. So we're like on the other sides of the house. So, but they're doing good. It's all good, but I tell you, I want everybody to understand that this thing is no joke. I when it first happened, and I don't get scared very often. I face death more than once, but I'm gonna tell you, the last 24 hours has probably been. I've been more afraid of anything in the last 24 hours because if I do get COVID, there's a chance I will not make it because I have pre-existing conditions. So I want everybody to know that I never really expected it to creep up in my house, but I was shocked. When we were sitting in the doctor's office yesterday, I was saying, y'all maybe had the flu or a cold. The guy's like, she's positive, she's positive, you're negative. And I just about fell out of my chair.
It has impacted all of the AAR family. As listeners, you may or may not know this. If you're new to the show, you certainly don't. If you were listening over the last few days, you've probably heard me mention that my wife is up in Ohio at her father's bedside right now, who is suffering from dementia and very serious condition. And he has been tested as of a week ago, Wednesday, positive. And it's a very, very bad situation. It is real. It does hit home. And you need to take the necessary precautions when you can. But at the same time, I know that Sean will tell you this, and my wife will tell you this as well, and I will tell you this, that life in America has to go on. We've got to learn live with this. We've got to move on with our lives. We do not shut down, businesses and industries. We do not lock down economies. Sean, I think you'll agree with me, but if it can permeate the White House, which is no doubt the safest environment in the world, it's proof positive that Gretchen Whitmer lockdown tyranny doesn't work. We have to go on with life. Agreed?
You know, I own three businesses on top of working full time. And I would tell you, you know, we cannot lock the country down. You know, I'm stuck here at the house for 14 days and I'm just about to crawl up the walls. I'm a workaholic. And even though, and I am, I'm a true workaholic. A lot of people don't know I work a full time job. I go home and I take care of my business. As you know, one of the businesses I have is an investment company that I use. I put my profits from other business into my investment accounts in order to invest in property and business in the Philippines. And so I have to keep working. But no, the shutdown, I mean, that think about this. Think about if we shut down the economy and everybody stayed home, that would be a disaster for everybody.
It was a disaster when we first tried it. And locals, and I got to be honest with you, here in the state of Georgia, that really never went. I mean, there was a 2-week weird period where restaurants closed. But in my neighborhood, I mean, you could still eat outside. Restaurants, nothing ever really shut down. Life has gone on as usual here. And as you know, Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, was the first state to go, the hell with this, we're reopening. And he did it. Yeah. And I'm glad to see that they're doing it in Florida as well, too. Life must go on. And Donald Trump is correct. The economy is going to explode. Explode. It already is showing signs of that. But it will absolutely explode in numbers we've never seen before. So,
Even though, like I said, I've got COVID behind me because I'm in my garage. But basically, COVID is in my house. And when all this is said and done in 14 days, I plan on resuming my life because I cannot, you know, I'm not going to retire. I'm not going to quit my job. I like what I do. I'm going to continue going to places that I need to go to buy the goods and services that I need. You know, and I know there are people out there afraid and I get it. But you have to move on. You know, you cannot hide in a corner. You know, we talk about self-defense. You have to use self-defense against this. But just like as if you were in your home and an intruder came in, you have a weapon. And you're not going to crowd in the corner while this person comes in and takes over your house. You're going to do what you got to do in order to stop the threat. And that's basically what we have to look at. We have to look at, you know, this is a serious threat. But we cannot freeze, because when you freeze, that's when things happen.
Yeah, let me say something to all of you maskaholics out there, okay, who are all in up in it. I could have said something different, but it's too close to the original, so I'll leave it out. But let's just say all you maskaholics out there who are up in everybody's business because they're not wearing a mask, let me point something out. Yeah, I think Greg just said it. So let me point something out to you, okay? A nursing facility where my father-in-law is located, half his wing has it. One person that we know of has already passed away. And let me make this very clear that every single staff member in that facility is in a mask and gown and gloves 24/7 all day long. Yet someone who works there brought it in. And
that's crazy.
They were wearing masks and gowns and gloves. You got it? Sean Young, God bless you. You take care. We're all praying for you. Your quick return back. You are going to go nuts. But welcome to the world of people who have been married 20 years or above. You just pass each other in the hallway, dude. Sean,
absolutely.
Sean
Thank
Young. You be good. We'll be talking to you tomorrow. Thanks for calling in, Sean. We appreciate it. That's producer Sean Young. We'll be back after this with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Ah, Mark Walters, that would be me, and I am in here inside my Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on this very powerful Car Arms Platinum microphone that on Sunday will transform magically into the Crossbreed Holster Studios and the Leadslinger's Whiskey microphone. And all of it, both shows, every show, 6 days a week, is being presented to you by X Insurance. And I apologize in advance. I am probably not going to be able to get to that discussion, but I actually have my policy right here. And I wanted to go over this with you today. We'll save that for the Sunday program, which is probably not a bad idea considering the massive monster cast size and reach of that show. So regardless, I will be talking with you about it. If you want to hear what I had to say about it in the premium side after the show today, the recording is going up. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to hear things on there that you will not hear me say on air about this and about competition, if there is any. And if you want to do that, you can head over to armedamericanradio.org and join. It's only $7.95 a month, $7.95 a month, and your price will never go up, and you get some inside dope. We're getting much more active back on the premium boards. All right, Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon, joins me right now. Good friend out there suffering in Virginia with all the gun control. Stephen, how are you, brother?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing Wunderbar, man. I'm doing Wunderbar. Thanks for jumping in here with me late on a Friday. I appreciate you giving us a half hour of your time.
Hey, absolutely.
How up are you on the Honey Badger ATF deal?
I just had a piece go up today on it.
I knew that.
Pretty interesting.
What are your thoughts?
Kind of like a hand grenade right into the election, I feel like.
Well, let me tell you what I told my listeners, and then get you. I'm going to turn the mic over to you. Normally, that wouldn't normally be something I would cover for any length of time. It'd be something that would be a passing story. But the reason this deserves more after I started looking at this a little bit deeper is because of the election ramifications, number one, why this is happening, number two, and number three, because of the broader sense of the ATF literally sidestepping Congress. Here we go again after the bump stock debacle, which is still in court, by the way. And here we are with this ATF weaponized in the hands of a Biden administration and a Congress in the hands of the Democrats, all three levers of power, is extremely dangerous, particularly what they could do regulatory wise with semi-automatic firearms. If they can make an inanimate object a machine gun, they can do anything they want. Talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the concern here. You know, in this specific instance, we're talking about pistol braces, right? Which have really become extremely popular over the last couple of years because the ATF had been moving in a direction that they were more accepting of them. And at this point, we have more than 3 million on the market. So it's a huge number of people who could be affected by this, far more than bump stocks, which were maybe a couple hundred thousand. And the issue is, you know, yeah, the letter that the ATF sent was specifically about the Honey Badger from Q Firearms, but the problem is that the letter doesn't outline any objective standard for why the Honey Badger is any different from any of the other AR pistols out there with pistol braces attached to them. And so that could have really a huge impact. You know, if you own one of these guns, it's now fairly unclear as to whether or not the ATF considers you a felon.
You know, I own three of the pistol braces. All three of them are attached to an AR-15 pistol. And I'm going to make it very clear to my listeners, because, Stephen, you're correct. You're 100% spot on. By the way, if you want to read Stephen's column, I would highly recommend it. Of course, I did. I knew that was out there. It's ATF reversal could turn millions of gun owners into felons. And listen to that headline. All right, let's do that again. ATF reversal could turn millions of gun owners into felons. And the operative word in your headline, Stephen, is reversal. Okay? Because that insinuates that they arbitrarily changed their mind. And when we say they, we're talking about an individual. We're not talking, the ATF is an organization made up of lots and lots and lots of people, most of them good people. But a person changed this. A person decided that they could do this. A human being decided, I don't need no stinking act of Congress. I'm going to change it myself. I'm going to call it that. If they can do it with that, they can do it with anything. And weaponizing it is, and then, of course, turn millions. One decision could turn millions of gun owners into felons, not just because of that, but because of the brace itself. And here's the deal, Stephen. I'm not giving them to anybody. I'm not taking them to anybody. I'm not taking them off of my guns. I bought them legal, and they're mine. And no individual at the ATF can tell me otherwise. There you go. I said it publicly as a host of Armed American Radio. That's the position I'm in. I'd like your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, the issue here stems from the law itself, right? The National Firearms Act, which says that you can't have a rifle that's got a barrel over 16 inches without registering it with the government and paying a $200 tax stamp. But the way that the rifle is defined in that law is, you know, a firearm with a barrel that's rifled and which is designed and intended to be fired from the shoulder. And so what if it's not designed and intended to be fired from the shoulder is, you know, the question here. That's where AR-15 pistols and AK pistols and other firearms that are, you know, similar to a rifle or similar, same platform, but aren't designed to be shouldered because they don't have a stock on them. You know, that's how those are legal, right? Without having to go through the extensive process of obtaining a registration under the NFA. And so the ATF has to, as the regulating agency, right, they have to decide whether or not something is designed or intended to be shouldered. And for a long time, they've been just kind of all over the place on that. But back in 2012, and, you know, AR pistols have been around for decades. You know, they started off as like, you know, the just not attaching a stock to the buffer tube of an AR-15 or just having an AK that doesn't have a stock on it, right? And so that's a pistol. It's not a rifle under the law. But, you know, then.
Well, hey, Stephen, let me stop you quickly.
What matters?
Let me stop you briefly.
ATF's been all over the place.
Let me stop you briefly because you just said that's a pistol under the law, But the ATF can change the classification without changing a law, but a regulatory classification. And see the law. Congress makes law, not the ATF. So this is why I have, and this is why millions of Americans should have a huge problem with this going forward. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, the issue from my point of view comes in when you give through the law that sort of wiggle room to a regulator as where they have to, they're allowed to determine what exactly is designed to be shouldered and what isn't designed to be shouldered, because obviously Q Firearms, the Honey Badger maker, would certainly argue that their firearm is not designed to be shouldered, but the ATF is essentially saying, yes, it is. We're not going to exactly give you clear standard for why it is, but we've determined that it is designed to be shouldered. And so that's where a lot of the confusion comes in.
All right, so let's get conspiratorial here for just a minute, because there's a lot of stuff floating around out there right now about who is this individual, what is their motivation, how long have they been there, is this one of what is going to be many October surprises coming up in the election, that the left is going to try to make an issue and try to make Trump look bad here. Like, look at, because you know what they're going to do. They're going to put these pictures of these AR-15 pistols all over the place, and the political, wimpy, frightened left is going to go haywire. Now, we're taking a break, and I'm going to take a breather. When we come back, I'll continue my question with Stephen Gutowski. Is this one of many October surprises? And is there a conspiracy going on here? It's always fun to talk about. We'll be back with this with Stephen right after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses
classes are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. I am drinking a cup of Defender Coffee. If you're watching on the live stream, I've got a very cool mug, by the way. It looks like a, I don't know what it is. It looks like a, what do you call it? One of those mason jars with a handle on it. It's red, porcelain kind of thing. Pretty cool. It will hold a little bit larger cup. So anyway, I can put more Defender Coffee in it. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. It's just a no-brainer. It's one of those stupid no-brainers. You drink coffee, you drink Defender Coffee, and your profits go to the Second Amendment Foundation. That's where I would send it. But you can choose whatever option they have on there. It's going to a great organization that supports the right to bear arms. It's just a no-brainer. DefenderCoffee.com. Let's not forget Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Go over there and put your zip code in there and find all their great products and where to buy them, where the distributors are in your neck of the woods. Distributors being added around the country every single day, growing like a weed over there. You hear the CEO of Lead Slingers, Brad Primo, in the roundtable with me every single Sunday in the third hour of the MonsterCast program. Of course, Car Arms, North American Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, FrontSight.com, CrossbreedHolsters.com. You go visit the Crossbreed site. Discounts are up on the page for you every single day. I've got a delivery coming, and I can't wait to get it, a new Super Tuck for my 10-millimeter Glock. I can't wait to get that thing. In addition to that, let's not forget, of course, PulseTV.com/armed, PulseTV.com/ARMED. You can text ARMED to 58445, and guess what happens? About once a day or once every couple of days, you'll get a text with a really cool product. And they're fun to get. I love it because I buy just about all the stuff that comes across. I'm a sucker in that way. It's just the way it is. And let's not forget that all of this, gunbroker.com is free. 1.5 million auctions a day. Lots of you are buying ammo and guns over there because you can't find it on the shelves. That's what it's for. And of course, all of it being powered and brought to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check out their real insurance policy for you. Not member benefits that might not be there, not an insurance policy for a company that has a policy that you come in and are supposedly covered under. This is a policy written specifically for you. All right, let's go back to Stephen Katowski, Washington Free Beacon. Stephen, the questions before the break, when we begin talking about how all of this comes together,
is a conspiracy. I'm not the conspiracy guy. I'm not. But I'll tell you what, it's really easy to put a tinfoil hat on when the coincidences begin lining up. Let me give you one example. I don't know anyone in my life. I can't name anybody, but I mean, the Clintons have got to be up there in the record books when it comes to how many people they know that have committed suicide. I don't know that many people that have committed suicide, but maybe it's just the coincidence, right? So who knows? But in this case, when you're talking about the ATF, is this just another October surprise designed to get a gun that looks scary in front of the public eye so that the media misinformation, disinformation machine can go to work?
Well, first off, I'm certainly very much opposed to a very, very highly skeptical of any conspiracy theories of any stripe out there, as you know.
But, right. Correct.
In this case, I would say that, well, for one, this has been coming for a couple of months, to be fair. You might recall that Rep. Matt Gaetz had sent a letter to the ATF back in the summer.
He did. And he's pressuring them now, too. Yes.
Yeah. And so it's not necessarily completely out of the blue that this is happening now. At the same time, it doesn't necessarily mean that the people in leadership at the ATF who oversaw this decision to send this letter out aren't aware of the timing of it all. Right. Would hope that they are, right? I mean, that seems like a fairly, you know, maybe that's not, perhaps they view it as, it's not their job to care one way or the other about the political implications of their letters and so forth. You would think they'd have to realize the kind of political firestorm that they would be creating. I would say even more so from the president's supporters or gun rights supporters, by doing this, because, like I said, the consequences for it are so broad for so many people. I'm serious. I mean, owning an illegal, unregistered short barrel rifle makes you subject to 10 years in prison and $100,000 in fine for each one.
It's serious. So, this is not a joke.
It's no joke. Yeah.
Well, based on what you just said, I'm going to ask the question. If in fact, you would think someone would be aware of the political ramifications of that, then that does open up something for a conspiracy theorist to say, well, clearly that individual is not stupid enough to not know that there's implications to this for the election. So therefore, they must be doing it intentionally. You see how easy it is to make that connection then?
Sure. I'm just saying, it doesn't necessarily mean there's any sort of conspiracy to do it. It just means that whoever's making the decisions at this point doesn't really care about the political fallout or wants that political fallout, but it's not necessarily part of any broader plan beyond just that these agents or the leadership don't like pistol braces. Obviously some people, especially gun control side of things, they view pistol braces as a way of circumventing the law. And so they haven't liked what the ATF has been doing over the last several years, where they've become more accepting of the devices. And so clearly some people inside the ATF, and more broadly in the gun control movement, have wanted this for a long time. They don't want these devices to be legal because they view them as, circumventing the law. Whereas, like I described earlier, the law is not very crystal clear on this stuff. And so, it's hard to regulate, guns in the way that the National Firearms Act tries to do it. It's kind of like holding smoke, if you were. And so there's going to be a lot of situations like this where, okay, that thing looks just like a short barrel rifle, but it's not because of what the law defines it as.
Yeah. And again, the operative words, what the law defines it as, not an individual ATF. Now, Paul writes in with a great question. ATF does come under the Justice Department, don't they? The answer to that, Paul, is yes, they do. And he says, I don't understand why Barr or the president would allow them to go rogue. Well, that is exactly what Representative Matt Gaetz is attempting to fix. He's pushing President Trump and Attorney General Barr to get involved to stop this regulation.
But again, not conspiracy, but to activity by the ATF. So there's pressure to do that now. And I'll be honest with you, Stephen, Trump would be really wise if, you know, I support the Second Amendment. They're wanting to take your Second Amendment. This is a great opportunity for him to put his foot forward on this, get out ahead of this before the election, and really cement that pro-gun vote, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does frankly seem like a pretty good opportunity for the president to make that sort of statement to his one of his strongest voting blocks in, you know, the Second Amendment community. And, you know, the White House told me that essentially they're reviewing it, but they don't haven't taken any actions yet.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to leave it at that. It's a great place to do it. The White House has told you they're reviewing it. Good enough for me. Stephen Gutowski, the Free Beacon, Washington Free Beacon. He's the real deal because the White House responds to him when he asks for information. They're reviewing it. And I feel certain that Stephen will get some type of information and we'll be able to follow up with him next week sometime. Stephen Gutowski, Washington Free Beacon. Awesome. Thanks for jumping in here to help me round out the week. Here's the deal. The MonsterCast is coming up on Sunday. Can't wait. Always a huge program. They get better and better and better every week, every month, every year. Don't miss it. Right here. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And don't go giving the ATF your legally owned stuff. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.